Are you ready for Jesus' return? This is Father Scott Seetaler. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your duties, responsibilities, obligations, your job, would you please remember the laugh today? Make an effort, even if you don't feel like it. Laughter is internal jogging. Laughter is the music of the heart. You don't stop laughing because you've grown old. You've grown old because you stop laughing. And you don't laugh necessarily because you feel good. Actually, you feel better after you laugh because laughter releases natural painkillers called endorphins. Oh, folks, you gotta laugh. It's so important in days in which we live with all the stress, all the tension, to laugh. Psalm 2 says, God sits upon his throne and laughs at his enemies. If you really believe that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us, that the power of God has already won the final victory, it's just slowly being played out in the world in which we live, in our history, in the history to come, Then you can take yourself lightly. You know, they say the reason why angels fly is because they take themselves lightly. Oh, you gotta laugh. I know you hear me say that all the time on Wednesdays. But by the middle of the week, we need to hear that. Okay, today's scripture passage comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, in a certain time there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused. But finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out with her coming constantly to me. And then Jesus said, listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? In the scripture passage. Well, I have to say to you, this is not one of my favorite passages. In fact, the very first booklet I wrote was entitled, Pray Always and Never Lose Heart. The way this translation said it, Jesus told them a parable that they should pray always and not give up. Okay? Well, in a nutshell, this parable is all about persistence in prayer. You know, how do you pray always? Well, that's something I talk about a lot on this program, don't I? I talk about the way you can have a heart-to-heart conversation with Jesus and the Spirit of Jesus without you even being aware of it. You know, in Paul's letter to Corinthians, he says, the Spirit of God dialogues with our spirit. You know, in Romans 8 he says, when we can't pray, the Spirit comes and makes petitions in us. So a very busy person, a person has a lot to do, can still be praying always. If you understand prayer to be a heart-to-heart conversation, if you understand prayer is really posturing your heart in a way that lets God work on your heart when you're doing something else, I like to say that prayer is the umbilical cord to God's heart. And so when we pray, all the nutrients that come through a mother's umbilical cord comes from the heart of God to us. Now, the persistence part is brought about so clearly, the importance of it, in the parable about this woman who keeps on pestering an unjust judge until he gives in to her, not because he fears God, and he doesn't really care about the woman. He just wants her to get off his back. He just wants her to stop. But you know, sometimes we think that maybe Jesus is telling us this parable because this is the way we should keep on pestering God. How about if we do something? How about if we think outside the box for a moment here? How about if we see ourselves as the unjust judge and that Jesus is the woman who is doing the pestering? Why won't we give in to Jesus? Don't you think Jesus is pestering us? He haunts us. He's the hand of heaven. Jesus will not give up on us. I tell kindergarten kids all the time, he bugs us, tugs us, and hugs us. You know, Jesus is constantly, very respectful of our free will, but constantly giving us opportunities to allow him to speak to our hearts words of consolation, words of courage, words of forgiveness, words of compassion. Words call us to grow deeper and deeper. You know, we're not done growing. I don't care how old you are listening to this program right now. I don't care if you're in your 90s. You still have to keep on growing. There's still something else you need to learn. There's still another way that you can just trust God more. There's another way you can cast your cares upon the Lord. There's another way of letting go so that you can laugh at life's, you know, foibles and craziness. So yes, Jesus consistently, persistently is asking us to let go and let God, to give in, to trust, to surrender. Isn't that a great word? Did you know that the word Islam means to surrender? All great religions of the world that have a personal God speak about surrendering, letting go. Let go and let God. Let me share that poem with you that I, you know, on occasion share with you. It's called Let Go and Let God. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us men, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched him back and cried, "How could you be so slow? My child," God said, "what could I do? You never did let go." You know, are you ready for Jesus' return? Because the last sentence in this scripture passage that I shared with you today goes like this. And Jesus is asking the question, "When a Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" We find, if you and I are present when the final coming occurs, will we have the faith to believe that God is coming, even after 2,000 years of not coming? That God still is in control, even though there's so much bad news in the media? That God really holds us in the palm of his hand when we're feeling very lonely, abandoned, or frightened because of a sickness or an illness or an aging issue? We have to be ready. We have to be on guard. You know, we have to be like lookouts waiting for the sun. You know, we don't know when Jesus is going to return. You know, unfortunately, one of the signs of our present society is that there are just so few people trusting and believing in God. The rapid secularization of our world has caused people not to believe in God, the value of organized religion. They're not praying. They're just constantly allowing themselves to think that they can handle what life brings. And they're not handling it very well. All you have to do is look at the statistics around suicide, around violence. You know, we need to be that small group, and it seems to always be a small group. We need to be that small group who really, in good times and in bad times, continues to trust the Lord. Say yes as the Lord constantly invites us to a closer and deeper friendship. Your call, your decision. You know who our prayer partners are today? They are pediatricians. They deal with our most precious natural resource, our children. Dear God, please bless pediatricians. Let them be able to recognize if it's a serious illness or just a small problem with a child. Let them bring comfort to parents when they worry about a very sick child. Let them help the child understand, because little children don't have the ability to intellectualize. Let them understand that whatever is going on in their body right now, through the power of God, they'll be able to help them. We call a very special blessing down upon pediatricians today. Dear God, be good to them, because you love little children. And they're the people you send to take care of your children. Amen. Our food for thought today comes from the book of Ecclesiasticus, chapter 11, verse 4. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. That's a lot of food for thought in that, right? You just can't wait until everything's perfect before you step out, before you attempt something. No, you got to go with it. Go for it. And trust in the Lord. I'd see if I can make you smile or laugh with today's joke, okay? On opening his new store, man received a bouquet of flowers. He became dismayed on reading the enclosed card that it expressed deepest sympathy. While puzzling over the message, his telephone rang. It was the florist apologizing for having sent the wrong card. "Oh, it's all right," said the storekeeper. "I'm a businessman, and I understand how these things can happen." "But," added the florist, "I accidentally sent your card to a funeral party." "Well, what did it say?" asked the storekeeper. "Congratulations on your new location," was the reply. Oh, my. Well, folks, you got to laugh, right? You want to contact me? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me hear from you. You know, when I sit here in a radio studio doing all the programs, I do them 2 weeks at a time. That's over 2.5 hours. By the time I'm done with 2 weeks, 10 shows. It just helps to know there's actually people out there listening. I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a note. You can send me your prayer intentions. I will storm heaven for you and with you. You can let me know if you want my newsletter. There's no charge for it. It comes out 6 times a year. And you can send me a check to keep my hospital for the very poor and sick in Oaxaca, Mexico. Keep it flourishing. Make the check to Tash, T-A-S-H, Inc., and send it to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can always visit my website. It's Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. So we pray, Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And Lord, where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.